Now, April the 23rd, 2005. Does it ring a bell? Perhaps not. But what if I mention Charlie Bit My Finger, The Evolution of Dance, A Sneezing Panda, Auto-Tune the News, and a million reworkings of Hitler in the film Downfall. Another anniversary of significance today is the first time ever that a video uploaded to YouTube. What was it? Well, it was a 19-second clip of a man talking about elephants, of course.
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants. Cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks, and that's cool. And that's pretty much all there is to say.
Well, there we are. Admittedly, not YouTube's finest star, but has the channel Changed the World? Dr. Kevin Curran is a reader in computer science at Ulster University. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Good afternoon, Brian.
And we learned there that elephants have really long trunks. We've learned lots of other stuff from YouTube, of course, over the years. One of the things that YouTube is great at, actually, if you sit down and you have a problem with a computer, with how to service a motorbike, or how to plant seeds, you can find out the information by watching a video on YouTube.
Indeed. It's the second largest search engine in the world after Google itself. And actually, young people tend to use YouTube quicker than any other search engine. That's where they go to first to find out information. And as you're correct, in that clip there, I mean, that clip was so dull, his own parents would have deleted it after a family holiday. But within a year, they were acquired by Google for $1.5 billion, which now looks like a bargain because last year they had revenues of $4 billion. So the site now boasts 1 billion unique users, and they watch over 6 billion hours of video every month. And every passing minute means another 300 hours of video get uploaded to the website. And again, of course, one of the unexpected side effects of YouTube is the rise of the YouTube star. And there's people who are household named on YouTube that, you know, a lot of your listeners will not be familiar with. People like PewDiePie. And he made £18 million per year playing video games is what he does. And there's also a lot of people online, you know, one of the biggest channels, you know, which makes about 15,000 quid a day is Fun Toys Collector. And all they do is unbox. Has taken things out of packages, and people love to watch things being taken out of packages, and it's called unboxing, and it's a phenomenon which was really started by YouTube.
Yes, I've seen some of those videos, and it helps you if you're unlocking or unwrapping some bit of technology that you don't know how to plug it in, and it tells you all that. If I mention the name of, for example, Ibalistic Squid, I don't know if you know that one, but he's somebody who simply talks about Minecraft every day. He's got hundreds of thousands of listeners.
Oh yeah, I mean, in March 2015, last month, there was 4 billion views of Minecraft videos. And again, for people to realize that, who don't have any young kids at the moment, you wouldn't believe how long and how much young people spend simply watching YouTube videos of other people playing games. It's the biggest trend, really, among young people. Even if they got the latest PlayStation, the latest Xbox, they will still prefer to watch on a YouTube video people playing games. And they just adore that. And the gaming channels generally have some of the largest followings. And other channels like Disney as well. And a lot of it's by accident. It's hard to create a viral video where people, you know, follow you. Even Charlie Bit My Finger. Eight years ago, that was uploaded.
We should explain what that is. It's a video of a baby, I suppose, who bites a finger.
It's a toddler who bites his brother's finger, who puts it in his mouth and says, ouch, or, you know, Charlie bit, or a young brother, has Charlie bit my finger. And that was simply too large to send by email. So the father had no idea. He just uploaded it to YouTube so he shared it with family members. And of course, one family member shared it with another family member, and then it exploded. So it's very hard to create, to create a viral video. Sometimes they just happen. So quite often, some of the largest videos shared online are just accidents, and quite often they do involve cats. And,
yes, I was going to say that one of the biggest phenomenons is cats and little kitty. I don't understand that. Can you understand what it is that attracts people to watching videos of cats?
No, I mean, of course people love cats. No, but then because of the cat phenomenon, people quite often when they try to do a new viral video, the first thing to do is to grab the family cat and try to create something around that. Yeah. And there are some videos online which have phenomenal views. When it comes to YouTube, the most watched YouTube clip of all time is Gangnam Style, and that's got 2.3 billion views. It is 2.3 billion views. And second is Justin Bieber, with Baby, and that's got 1.1 billion. And then it goes down the way, and Katy Perry has a few up there and other people. But there is competition. Facebook are now moving into that market as well. So Facebook, again, people are watching videos on Facebook, so YouTube don't have it all to themselves again. And there's other apps again.
Can you make money from this, Kevin? Suppose you've got a video in which you're describing, for example, how to put makeup on, because there's some popular ones doing that, or how to dress, or other social questions like that. Do the people who put those up and get hundreds of thousands of hits actually make money out of it?
Well, there is. I mean, PewDiePie is estimated to maybe make $30 million this year, you know, on revenue. But I still recommend to young people to go to university, because it's really hard to be one of those people with the viral videos. And to give you a rough shot is, and again, Google don't really release, or the advertisers don't release revenue figures, but a rough shot is maybe $1,000 per million views. So you have to really have a popular video to get to give up your day job.
Right, okay. So you need to be in the billions, really, the billions of views. You need to be Psy, really, to be a millionaire for this.
You do indeed. And it depends on whether people watch your videos on mobile, how long they linger, because a lot of things, you know, again, just because someone clicks on a video for 2 seconds doesn't mean you get the same revenue if someone watches your video, which is 4 minutes, because during that time now on YouTube, you might become familiar with that more ads are played, and then they have all types of different ads. So the longer a video is watched for, the more money you make as an ad, you know, as a content creator as such. But, you know, again, the revenue split maybe is 50% between YouTube and the content creators. But it is very hard to make money off it, but there is some people who are making a living off it, but they're few and far between.
If you were a content creator, as you just called them, somebody sitting at home with either a computer and a video camera, a webcam, or just a camera that you carry about, what do you think the thing to do would be? What's going to catch the wave next?
I mean, I suppose, to be yourself, it really is that, because I mean, like I said, this PewDiePie guy, if you really, he's a guy in his 20s, and he acts like a 12-year-old, and he just does these videos, and he acts stupid on them. But you couldn't have created that character. You could not have sat down and said, hang on, I'm going to create a character, even if he was being false, as in the guise of PewDiePie, and he's just being himself. And it just exploded from there. In other words, I guess it's the best thing is to be yourself and to do what you do best. And maybe somewhere along the line, other people find you fascinating in a way that you did not know. And maybe the content you create. In some ways, it's really, really hard to plan it. But again, okay. I suppose it's a post-regular as well, and to do all those other things.
Okay. Dr. Kevin Curran on 10 years of YouTube. Thanks very much indeed. That's a reader in computer science at Ulster University. Now, while the kids of St. Ethan's Primary School